Good morning, sir. Got a question for you?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, and you, and you.
Regarding the Patriots and their
We have not yet received a formal request from Turkey, but I am in contact with the Turkish government. The situation along the Syrian-Turkish border is of great concern. We have all plans in place to defend and protect Turkey if needed. These plans will be adjusted as necessary to ensure effective defense and protection of Turkey. And if we receive a formal request from Turkey to ensure such effective defense and protection, that request will be considered as a matter of urgency.
Well,
DPA.
Secretary,
do you expect this request to arrive today? And the main question, is a no-fly zone over Syria or parts of Syria
We are not speaking about a no-fly zone. If we are to deploy Patriot missiles, it would be a purely defensive measure to defend and protect Turkey, and deployment will take place on Turkey's territory.
What about the German newspapers claim that 170 German soldiers will deploy among the missiles, Patriot missiles, if they will be deployed?
It's premature to make any assessment of that. As I told you, we have not yet received a formal request. I don't know if and when we will receive such a formal request. But as I stressed, if we receive that request, it will be considered among allies as a matter of urgency. Turkey can count on allied solidarity.
So, Kunan News Agency, Kunan News Agency, the last question.
Let me stress that NATO is not involved in the Middle East peace process, and we don't seek a role in it. But having said that, I'm very much concerned about the escalation of violence in both Gaza and Israel, and I strongly regret the death and suffering of innocent civilians in both Israel and Gaza. Of course, Israel has the right to self-defense, and attacks against Israel must end. But the international community would also expect Israel to show restraint, and I welcome regional and international efforts to find a settlement.
Well, so there is
thank you very much.